You okay?
Yeah. Except Margot was offered a job in Italy. It killed me, but I encouraged her to take it. It's what's best for her right now.
Does that mean that you're leaving too?
We haven't discussed it yet. Maybe. Though I am buying this house, so it'll be long distance for a while. Guess I'm joining the club, huh?
Actually, I ended things with Aiden.
You were ready to spend the rest of your life with him. What changed?
I did, I guess. I was going through a lot, too much. And of course I pushed him away.
Even though you still love him? If you want to be happy when this is all over, you need to tell him.
I can't.
The Emily Thorne that I know can do anything.
Please, Charles Hayworth, that would be like dating your father all over again.
Well, you're the one who stayed married to the guy for 25 years.
And look how well that turned out.
You have to admit, you did build an empire together.
Well, which seemed important when I was your age, but it's the last thing I'm looking for in a man now.
Yeah, what are you looking for, then?
someone who would take the time to understand me.
Well, that's no easy feat.
And it shouldn't be. Hmm.
I heard Pascal made a little play for you earlier.
Well, he has much to learn if he ever hopes to win me back.
I'm sorry, back? You two dated? How did I never hear about this?
Did you ever really want to know about your mother's dating history?
God, no, but Pascal?
Well, by the time I went to Paris on scholarship, I was 16 and I had no one. And we met at the flea market, believe it or not. He was working a booth there. And, there's just something about him. We were crazy about each other. Pascal taught me how to trust.
And what happened?
Oh, my visa was only temporary and I had to return to New York. Seemed like the end of the world to both of us at the time.